You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. Today, my guest is Gary Sissel, who's director of flooring with Nebraska Furniture Mart. Gary, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. It's good to be with you down here. We're actually at the El Conquistador in Puerto Rico, the last day of the National Floor Covering Alliance meeting. The last time I talked to you was actually at the Atlanta Rug Market, I believe, in July. Tell me what's been going on with NFM since then.
Well, we've been hard at it, trying to promote like crazy to try to get the customer to continue to shop at our store. We've been running a lot of crazy promotions and receiving a lot of the beautiful rugs we saw at Rug Market into our inventory now, getting them out on the floor and showing them to all of our customers.
You actually do a pretty good business with rugs, don't you?
The rug business has been very good for us. With our Kansas City and our Omaha location, we do everything from your very entry-level rugs all the way up to $10,000 silk rugs, and the business has been very good.
Yeah, and for those people that don't remember exactly about Nebraska Furniture Market, but you have three locations, and you sell both consumer electronics, furniture, almost everything that you'd need in the interior space of a home. Is that right?
We have furniture, appliances, electronics, and floor covering, and essentially we try to hit every aspect of the home, even from accessories, lighting, fans, clocks, you name it, we try to provide it for the home.
And you talk about the promotions you've done. You go right at these home centers. We know they're doing the $37 installs. You've actually offered a better deal than that, haven't you?
Well, we ran with the $29 whole house installation. We've also ran the $29 whole house installation and thrown in free take-up and haul away and occasionally free furniture move on top of that.
How do you make money with those kind of promotions?
It's not necessarily about making money. It's about making friends.
Is that right? So your department is considered a loss leader, or what's the deal?
There have been some days where maybe I could say that, but generally, no, we try to drive a lot of people into the store by doing some crazy promotions, and, you know, occasionally, as my senior buyer, Dave Snedder, would say, sometimes we kiss a few ducks, but generally, we do okay.
Well, let's talk about the home centers for a minute. You know, we all know that the home centers have been out with this change in who's got Stainmaster and who doesn't. Home Depot is out there heavily advertising Martha Stewart, and you've got Lowe's out there heavily advertising Stainmaster. Do you think they've picked up share as a result of all this advertising?
I think in some marketplaces, they have definitely picked up share. I think the fact that they're advertising carpet in particular is good for the entire industry. I think as especially retailers, we have to be on top of our game, make sure that we are out there getting the right promotions at the right time to make sure that the customer sees our ads as well.
We've talked to several dealers, retailers in the last month or so, and you know, I think it's across the board in this country. Things have gotten soft. We haven't had the fall selling season that we all would have hoped we would have had earlier this year when we were planning. What do you think's going on in the consumer's mind right now?
Well, from our standpoint, I can tell you that the consumer is trading down. I think they're more cost conscious, more budget conscious. I see a lot of consumers paying cash more often versus running with financing, even though the financing offers are very good. I think we'll continue to see that through the next 3 to 6 months, consumers tightening their belts, only buying when necessary, and I think that's probably why you see a little slowdown this fall.
Do you think they're waiting to see about changes in Washington? I know this is almost a crystal ball type question, but when do you think the consumer might feel a little bit more comfortable about spending dollars on flooring?
I think Washington certainly is a big part of it. I think the world economy, I think that's a big part of it. I think the media plays a big part in it. I think it's a matter of confidence. I think when the consumer, you know, gets to a point with their budget, with their financial stability, I think that's when they'll cut loose. Crystal ball-wise, I'm an optimist. I'm thinking probably next spring we're going to see a spike. I think we'll see some up and down still, but I think we'll generally start to see an upward trend next year.
Now, is that coming from your leader, Warren Buffett? Is that his opinion?
I would never speak for Mr. Buffett. That is my opinion only.
Okay. And we talked a minute ago about rugs, and I know you carry all different flooring categories. Are you seeing any trends here? Are you seeing any shifts? Is carpet still the primary product that's being bought right now? Tell us what you're seeing out there.
Carpet is the biggest portion of the pie. That is true, and it remains the biggest portion. However, we're seeing some spikes in our wood flooring category in particular and our luxury vinyl tile category. Both those categories are doing very well this year. Carpet is plugging along, not as well as I had hoped, and the laminate category seems to be taking a little bit of a hit right now. So they're in the down cycle, and the other couple categories are in the up cycle.
Some of the long-term predictions is that hardwood is going to continue to do very strongly, especially as this economy starts to recover. Are you of that mindset?
Absolutely. I think that will continue. I hope it continues because I sell a lot of rugs, and I think that'll be good for my rug business as well.
Actually, you know, that is the benefit, is that you get almost two sales for one when you sell hardwood, right?
Yeah, surprisingly, we sell a lot of rugs over hard surfaces. We also sell a lot of rugs over carpet. We're seeing more and more people use rugs as a decoration, kind of tie the room together.
Okay. Let's talk a minute about this meeting. We just, as I said when we started, just ended, actually, the business part of the meeting, and the NFA just elected a new president. Jeff Mocco, who I interviewed earlier this week, has been president for 3 years. So tell us who the new president is.
Jim Mudd out of Louisville, Kentucky, a great individual. He's served on the board before as a vice president. He learned from Sam. He's learned from Jeff Mocco. He brings a great deal of integrity to the position. And I think as you transition from one president to the other, the next president gets to leave his own mark, his own imprint, but yet gets to learn from the past presidents. So I think he'll do an outstanding job.
I should mention that you were president in the early part of this decade, and I think you were president for about 5 years. Do you have any advice to him since you're an ex-president?
Utilize your resources around you. I think probably one of the mistakes I made, probably not, you know, we're growing as a group, probably not relying on a lot of the members as much as I should have. That would be my advice to him. Rely on the group, rely on the expertise, rely on your strengths within the group, and try to bring them all together and continue to grow the group in the right direction.
Let's quickly travel back to Omaha. When you start talking about the remainder of the year with Nebraska Furniture Mart, do you have any big plans coming up?
We're promoting like crazy. I looked at the fall lineup, and we are going to probably be promoting heavier than we've ever promoted in all four categories. Already started doing that, and we're seeing some of the fruits of that benefit. Right now we're running half off carpet, half off basic labor, and half off pad. And the last week has been very good. And some of our other categories, furniture, appliances, electronics, have been running similar kind of crazy deals, getting the customer to come into the store, and it's been working.
You know, a lot of people have the mindset that once the Thanksgiving holiday starts, that the consumer is not going to go to the trouble of decorating or changing out flooring. And do you find that to be true?
We actually run installations really hard up to about the 15th of December. 2 or 3 years ago, we ran it all the way up to the 21st of December, which was very shocking. I think this year we'll continue to plot along as normal. I think we'll be busy right up until about the 15th, mid-December, and then it'll slow down, and then it'll pick up right after Christmas.
Okay, Gary, appreciate it so much. Been talking to Gary Sissel, who is the Director of Flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.